think of a child holding a big, big, big red balloon. It's a helium balloon, and it's floating about 2 feet above the child's head. There's a soft breeze. And the child is very, very excited to be holding that balloon. And the reason why the child is excited to hold that balloon is because the child's about to let the balloon go. And that balloon is going to float above without direction. It's just going to let the wind carry it. And that's exhilarating to a child. To let go. I want you to visualize this child, and I want you to see yourself as a child holding this balloon. And I want you to recognize and understand the excitement of what it is to see a helium balloon, big red one, just go. And I would like you to let go of that balloon in your mind's eye and take pleasure in letting it go and watching it climb up to the heavens and get smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, to a child, everything is new. It's an amazing thing. There's no negative energy with children. They're like a little vacuum cleaner, and they suck up all negativity, and it doesn't stick to them. If you ever give a child a hug, and they just suck up all the negativity, and it doesn't go anywhere. It just doesn't stick to them, doesn't cleave to them. As a child has a comfortability, has an intimacy with a sense of wonder, where everything is possible, and where everything is fresh, and where everything is new. Every time he sees a red fire engine, it's the first time. Every time he sees a scoop truck, it's a scoop truck, even though it's for the adult, it's the 20th time we pass by, but it's new. It's fresh. And the airplane is exhilarating to see. And that's the enthusiasm of a child. And that child resides in every individual. And for many, there's a time when that child gets snake bitten. Child unsuspecting, with exuberance, walking on his journey in life. There's a hard lesson. Gets treated in a way that's not so intimate. And the child hurts. Because the child hurts so much, the child becomes fearful and afraid of getting hurt again. And so the child buries itself deep, deep down inside. And the deeper the child buries itself down within, the more disconnected the person is with their native resource for renewal and connectivity. And suddenly, everything becomes very fixed and locked in, and there's a precept of how the world must be, and it's rigid because the child is distant, and wonder is distant. And innocence is distant, and renewal is distant. And the individual begins to tread through each day, journeying one day, the next day, like it's the longest day. And the person is tired. Is tired of hitting into walls. You know, the blind man learns how to navigate, learns how to walk in one of two ways. The blind man either walks into enough walls until he learns a path, beaten and bruised. Or the blind man takes a stick and taps it ahead of him and is able to sense through his other senses a more intimate pathway. Not so many walls to crash into, and definitely a faster, quicker journey. To a vast degree, when we lose our inner child and we're distant from the child within, we are that blind man walking into walls. And we learn the path by knocking into enough walls. The child does not have a preconceived notion of how the world is supposed to be. And so the child is okay recognizing that if the door is locked, I can climb in through the window. And if there's a certain way how everyone does things, I'm comfortable to experiment to do it slightly different. Because we are not all the same. And we each have our own unique expression and voice and truth. And what is appropriate for one is not the appropriate utilization for the other. And not every problem deserves a hammer. And a hammer is not a better tool than a screwdriver or a wrench. And so what I ask you to do is for this session, this is a sacred circle. And it is a safe place. And all are welcome to co-create here in benevolence to help make this world beyond a more harmonious and intimate space. And what I say to you is this safe circle is a space where your child within is welcome and can thrive. And I ask you to invite child within to teach us its truth, to contribute its truth to this space. And the first thing your child is going to tell you is there is no rubric of how it has to be. And the second rule that child is going to tell you is that every single time is the first time. And it's exhilarating. And the third thing that child is going to tell you is there are no hierarchies. We all play in the same sandbox, and it really doesn't matter what you look like or where you're from. It just is irrelevant. You're each a different tool. You're each a different chord, a different song, a different note. And there is no hierarchy. There are some notes that are more common. There are other notes that are more rare. And in contrast, that's how we make music. And the fourth thing the child is going to tell you is stop taking life so seriously. It's supposed to be fun. And the moment it stops being fun is the time you're supposed to take time out. Leave the drama long enough to find it fun again. And the fifth thing your child is going to tell you, most important, number five, your child is going to say, I love you, and it's okay. Because love is unconditional. Where I come from.